Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This five-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Hello and welcome to the DDP. I'm trying to limit my greetings at the beginning. I realize I'm chewing up 15, 20 seconds every day, especially when you consider that we have an 8 or 10 second opening in which my voiceover guy says, welcome to the DDP. So I'm not trying not to repeat myself in that. So I'm doing that today, but I'm trying to get away from doing that. I want to get as much time as we can in the Word. Paul, Titus chapter 1, verse 1, a bondservant of God and an apostle of Jesus Christ, according to the faith of God's elect. I'm going to stop right there. I want to talk about the apostleship of Paul. Some believe that there is no such thing as apostles anymore. I disagree. I used to be that way. I used to didn't think there was any apostles after the early church. But when Paul gives the fivefold ministry in Ephesians, he says that they'll be there to build up the body so that the body can minister. He doesn't indicate that one of them will fall off while the other four will continue to happen. So there won't be apostles, but there'll be pastors, for instance. So because Paul didn't indicate that, I don't think that the office of apostle has ended, because an apostle is one who is sent out as an official representative of Jesus Christ. It's who they are. It's what they do. Well, we have those who are sent out as ambassadors or representatives or apostles, trailblazers, if we dare say, of the Lord Jesus Christ now. And so while the early apostles had seen the Lord Jesus, that doesn't mean that there are no other works, no other apostolic works alive in the church today. So though Paul is an apostle of Jesus Christ and had seen Jesus, it doesn't mean that it's a dead office for us and that there are no more apostles of Jesus according to the faith of God's elect and the acknowledgement of the truth which accords with godliness. Or I like the English Standard Version, in hope of eternal life which God, or I'm jumping ahead to the second verse. Let me reread. Paul, a servant of God and apostle of Jesus Christ, for the sake of the faith of God's elect and their knowledge of the truth. So he is saying, I am what I am for the sake of God's people. And I received a good compliment a few days ago from a ministry, from a podcast listener, they're probably listening now, of the little bit of work that we did at the end of September, third or fourth week, on ministry and what true ministry does. We went to 2 Corinthians 1 to the 24th verse, told you about how ministry helps, is a fellow laborer of joy. And someone sent me a message that said, this, you don't know how much this began to pull the load off of me of ministry, of what I'm supposed to be in people's lives, and how it released me to just look at it as being a fellow laborer with them instead of the domination of their faith. Well, this is a repeat of that performance, I guess you could say. Paul is telling Titus, what I am a servant of, an apostle of, I am for the sake of God's elect and for their knowledge of the truth which accords with godliness. I want to see godliness come out in my audience, he says. But what I am is I exist for the sake of the people. And so for fear of repetition, I won't stay on it long, but I'll say again, the people do not exist for the sake of the ministry. The ministry exists for the sake of the people. If there's no people, there's no ministry. So, you know, once in a while, you might need to turn around and see if anybody's following you, because your whole existence as ministry is because there are people who are in need of that. We go to Titus chapter 1, verse 2 tomorrow, and we'll see you then.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.